Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, just a quick little summary here as the company continues to drill out this Panuku project and really around this whole Napoleon resource area. We've had a couple news releases come out in the last couple weeks, all in and around this Napoleon resource area, but also including a new zone, actually a new vein that was drilled and yielded some pretty high grade. Before we get into these individual news releases, which I will also post a link to below, just summarize for us, please, the last two news releases in this continued expansion and now new discoveries all within this Napoleon resource area.
Yeah, you know, so the last 2 weeks have been pretty significant for us in terms of news. So, you know, basically this is all around our Napoleon area here, our Napoleon resource area, kind of in the western portion of our large silver district. And 2 weeks ago, we announced that we drilled one of the highest grade, actually the second highest grade sub-intervals on the property, 20 kilograms of silver equivalent, you know, very, very high grades of silver there at the parallel vein structure, the Josephine vein next to the Napoleon vein. And then this last week here, we announced that we've given an update on the 109 holes at Napoleon that we've drilled so far in the resource area. You know, this is giving us an average, gives us some numbers here. And those averages are an average vein width of 3.5 meters, which is, you know, very mineable, very, significant vein width in Mexico, a lot wider than most companies. We have an average grade of over 480 grams silver equivalent. And, you know, the strike zone area, the strike of the vein is a kilometer and the depth now is 370 meters deep. So this is a very big, you know, resource panel here that we're talking about. And, you know, the final number that your listeners might need in order to do some calculations is that we've actually put out specific gravity, which is about 2.72 based on some of our calculations. So a lot of information there, but I would encourage listeners to just go and take a look at our website and our news.
Well, Mike, a lot of solid exploration work definitely by the company. Just diving into that press release from August 26th, where you drilled that highest intergrade segment to date, that was at the Josephine vein. The headline number was 20,413 grams per ton silver. And making that up, that's a silver equivalent. So making that up was 11,413 grams per ton silver, 100 grams per ton gold, 3.6% lead, 9.9% zinc, over a 0.7 meter downhole. So that's a narrower intercept, but those are eye-popping, you know, almost bonanza-grade results. But maybe remind folks where this Josephine vein came from, because it speaks to the savvy of your geological team and how they actually found a new vein that's now providing some very solid results for the company.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that you're right, that 20 kilo silver equivalent sub-interval was in a broader intercept as well, over 11 meters at 1.5 kilograms silver equivalent. So these are big, you know, broad structures as well too. And the reason that we know about Josephine is because of the work that we've been doing with electromagnetics. And so we've actually tested the Napoleon vein, our highest grade discovery, hole 7 that we drilled last summer. And we tested that target basically with fixed loop electromagnetics. And that EM survey that we did actually showed up and it correlated with the high grade material. Now we took that and we went elsewhere kind of surrounding the Napoleon vein, and we actually found this Josephine structure that runs parallel to Napoleon about 50 meters to the west. And, you know, we didn't know about it before. It was a hidden structure, and we actually drilled that a few months ago, or a month ago, let's say. And we came back with a, you know, a very small sub interval of less than half a meter. But it was very, very high grade, you know, 4.4 kilos of silver equivalent, something like that. And, you know, these are astronomical numbers that, you know, you really rarely see these numbers. And for us to have the ability to go and test that with a drill bit and successfully intersect some very, very high grades based on our electromagnetics, you know, it's totally opened up this district for us. And, you know, like I said, we're focused on Napoleon right now. We're doing resource drilling. We have five rigs there right at Napoleon doing resource drilling. That's going to be our goal, of course, is to put the resource out in the first half of next year. But as we progress, we're building up a pipeline of, a meaningful pipeline, a significant pipeline of exploration targets elsewhere in the district, throughout the district, you know, basically giving us a steady flow of targets that can help us grow our resource base here at the project.
Now, Mike, I'm going to post figure one from that news release outlining that new zone at Napoleon, so at that Josephine drilling. But I want you to just more or less summarize, put into context here, these different zones and areas all around this Napoleon resource area. So the Papaya zone up at the northern part, there are also some drill results there. You also have that Tejitos resource area, that's a little southeast from the Napoleon resource area. And then you can see this Josephine vein that you've just started drilling that is parallel to Napoleon. Give us a summary of just how many drills are turning right now, especially outside of that Napoleon zone that you already said there are five going there.
Yeah. So we have 10 rigs on the property, five at Napoleon. Now the different zones at Napoleon, you know, as a Mexican silver company and a company that's exploring a large district with a number of different veins, we do run the risk of having too many, you know, Spanish names for targets. But the way that we simplify the Napoleon structure and the Napoleon resource area is that we have, you know, basically three areas on that. The original area is that discovery zone, which was that, you know, very high grade initial drill hole that we made on hole seven. And that's the Napoleon discovery zone. That would be the heart of the center of the, you know, the 1 kilometer strike zone there. And then to the north, we have Papayo. Now, and then at the south, we have Ojo de Agua. Now, the idea is essentially that we see this Napoleon structure plunging gently to the south. So it's best seen on an image which we have in our press releases. But, you know, the idea is that essentially the broad curtain of mineralization that we see right now is at least 370 meters deep, is plunging to the south. And where we made that initial discovery close to surface is actually kind of that core of the high grade precious metals part of the structure. Now we have targets a little further to the south. We basically have mineralization at Napoleon over 2.5 kilometers, so it's a huge strike, and we've only got that. You know, the most recent news release we put out is just showing the resource area, averages on only 1 kilometer of the 2.5 kilometers of strike. Now, we've also seen evidence that potentially Josephine has, a kilometer around, or, you know, could really be a significant structure to the west. It could hang together, could have strike extent as well. We're only really just scratching the surface at Josephine right now. But, you know, we're also talking about Tejitos, and Tejitos has the propensity to, well, it will be included in our upcoming resource here early next year. And, you know, that's another 500, 600 meters of strike, 200 meters of depth, good wide vein there, over two meters of vein width there, you know, great mining bullets and higher grades of silver equivalent there too. So, what we're working towards here is this western portion of the district, Napoleon, Tejitos, possibly Josephine, but those will be the core of our initial resource that'll give us basically the foundation that we need to move forward and de-risk the project and move it towards production, which, you know, I mention this often, but our district, of course, it benefits from excellent production infrastructure, and we've recently just accelerated our options. We own the properties 100%, and we own the mill 100% as well.
Yeah, Mike, it's an exciting time for the company as you move towards that, you know, resource estimate next year, and it's very key that you have the mill now in place, which gives you a quicker timeline to production, unlike a lot of your peers in the industry that don't have the mill in place or don't have even the permits in place. So that gives you a nice leg up. But just staying with this bigger, you know, 30,000 foot view overview, if we go to the press release you guys put out on the 2nd of September, you know, it mentions the area is now 1,000 meters with an average 3.5 meter width at 482 grams per ton silver. 3.5 meter width in Mexico silver mining is great, since a lot of mines are mining at 1 meter or 1.5 meters. So to have that nice, I would say beefier 3.5 meter width, maybe you could speak to why that should hopefully be a good economic width to mine as you move towards development down the road.
Yeah, certainly. And it all comes down to dilution. So if you think about driving a an adit or driving into the side of a hill, and you're looking to extract the ore there that's basically hosted in these veins, you know, think about this large panel of mineralization basically coming from surface, going down. You know, it's completely open at depth, but so far we've drilled it as deep as 370 meters. Of course, that's only limited by our drilling. But if you think about it going, you know, down, call it 370 meters, and on average, it's about 3.5 meters, which is about 10 feet wide. You think about actually that development cost. And so if you had a 3 foot vein or a 1 foot vein or, you know, a small vein in there, you'd have to go in and do all that underground development just to get a small portion of what you're actually extracting there to get the machinery in. Now, if you actually go in underground and you're extracting ore, I mean, that ore is worth money. And you can then take that out and run it to the mill, and you're not spending all of your development dollars and your mining dollars taking out waste rock, right? And that's what's there's two things that influence margin here, and what margin is obviously the most important thing in any business. You know, you got to make money, and we look at this as a business, not as a science project. You know, the high grades that we see here, which are multiples higher than most silver, you know, projects in Mexico that you see. And the wide veins mean that, you know, hypothetically, we don't have those economic studies now, but hypothetically, this has the potential to be, you know, more economically attractive than other projects in Mexico or elsewhere, anywhere, really.
And then could you also speak to you mentioned the specific gravity, and I've seen that debated on a couple of different chat forums today. So could you mention why that's important as you're working towards your economic studies as well?
Well, it just talks about the density of the rock there, right? And so, you know, obviously you want a higher number because it just means that you're taking more out for every ton. So it's you know, it's a calculation that we've actually done the work on, and you know, it's one that shows that because of the nature of the rock here, we have these base metals, but we also have this kind of semi-massive and massive sulfide phase of the mineralization that you know, our specific gravity is a bit higher than what I think most people expected there.
All right, Mike, wrap us up then with a quick comment recap. Really, what news is coming? What are some of the key catalysts? What should investors be paying attention for?
Well, you know, as we continue here, you know, the big milestone ahead here is initial resource in the early next year at some point, first half of next year. And you know, ahead of that, we're still expanding Napoleon. This is growing. You know, we're growing Tijitos, we're growing Napoleon, we're potentially drilling some new high grade areas there as well. So we'll have more drill news. You know, I think the market's waiting to see how big you know, we can get Napoleon before our cutoff as to resource calculation. But you know, again, the district is absolutely huge. We have two other rigs out there doing discovery drilling elsewhere in the district. We have, you know, the groundwork that we're doing. There's going to be very steady news flow from the company going forward here.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. But you know what? We'll keep following up as more news hits the market. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we'll get Mike back on the show. Mike, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.